A white Fort Worth police officer who forced a black mother and her daughter to the ground has been suspended for 10 days without pay. The incident last month was captured in a cell phone video that's been seen millions of times. The police chief says the suspension is significant. Lawyers for the family and some African-American leaders say it's a miscarriage of justice. KERI's Christopher Connolly has been following today's developments and joined managing editor Eric Austin for an update.
Now, Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald announced the discipline at a press conference. He says the officer will not be fired. So how did the department reach this decision?
Fitzgerald says the officer made several mistakes and violated department policy in at least five ways, including excessive use of force and being discourteous. The investigation was handled by the department's Internal Affairs Division, which looked at video and did interviews about both the encounter as well as the inciting incident that brought the officer to the scene. Documents identify the officer as W. Martin, and news outlets are naming him as William Martin. Fitzgerald says that Officer Martin was contrite when the two met on Friday.
He is very sorry for what has transpired. However, I challenged him, and as I challenged many, and that was to get back into the neighborhood and to reestablish some of the relationships that we feel were damaged by what we saw on that video.
Fitzgerald says Officer Martin will be asked to complete additional training and will be reassigned to police the neighborhood where the incident took place.
Now, this is a video that sparked a lot of outrage, especially among African Americans in Fort Worth. Remind us what happened in that video.
The video shows Officer Martin, who's white, with Jacqueline Craig, who's black. Craig says her neighbor, who's also white, choked her son for littering on his lawn. The video shows the officer asking Craig why she didn't teach her son not to litter. The exchange gets heated, and Craig says her child shouldn't be assaulted regardless of whether he littered or not. The officer tells her if she yells at him, he'll get angry and arrest her.
And that's when Craig's 15-year-old daughter steps in to intervene.
Yeah, she pushes her mother back, and the officer draws his taser and forces both of them to the ground and arrests them. After that, the other daughter, who's recording the video, begins screaming profanities and is herself arrested. Chief Fitzgerald said he found the officer's actions rude. Activists and some Fort Worth pastors have called it a clear example of racism.
After the police chief announced the suspension, the lawyer for the Craig family held his own press conference. What did he have to say?
The lawyer for the Craig family is Lee Merritt, and Merritt has been calling for a few things since the video went viral. He said the officer should be fired and prosecuted, that the charges against Craig and her daughters should be dropped, and that the neighbor who allegedly choked Craig's 7-year-old son should be arrested. He says the 10-day suspension sends bad messages.
The first is that the African-American community cannot rely on the Fort Worth Police Department, and they should take matters into their own hands. A second, they told the community to assault little black boys like the neighbor did, or to assault little black girls like the officer did, was okay. Third, and the most dangerous message that they send is that it's us against them. That when it comes down to either protecting themselves or our children, they would choose themselves.
Family representatives say that people in Fort Worth should voice their concern by showing up to vote in May during city council elections.
We've heard from police, we've heard from the family. What else are you hearing?
Well, I talked to Joycia Johnson. She's a member of the police department's community advisory board. She says what happened in the video is wrong, but she's not sure it was racist.
It wasn't as black and white as people are trying to make it. It wasn't as open and shut. There were two sides to every story. And don't get me wrong, irregardless, I hold him to a higher letter of the law. He is the law, and he should have been more respectful. But I'm saying that he is also human. And if we don't want to show him compassion, we can't expect that compassion to be shown to us as well.
Either way, Johnson says it's time for reconciliation.
Now, the case has been forwarded to the Tarrant County Criminal District Attorney's Office.
Right. A spokeswoman for the district attorney's office says the case is going to be presented to a grand jury in its entirety, but it's not clear exactly when that'll happen. The grand jury will then decide whether the officer, the mother and her daughters, or the neighbor involved in that altercation that drew police will face any criminal charges. The police department said it couldn't discuss criminal charges that have been sent to the district attorney.
Okay, Christopher Connolly, thanks so much.
Sure thing.